This is MSO News Sports. I am Bill Newell, and we are joined by Paul McGonigal, head football coach at Endicott College. Coach, welcome. Thanks for taking some time to join us.
Yeah, thank you, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Coach, the NCAA playoffs began last Saturday for you guys, and Springfield came to town, beat you guys 17-14. And maybe it's just some reaction to that, but again, a trip to the NCAA tournament for Endicott football.
Yeah. Unfortunately, we won't be able to pull it off. Credit to Springfield. They did a great job. They scored first, and then 7-0 going into half, and then we scored it, tied up, and then they answered, came all the way down and scored, and then we were going down and had a blocked field goal, and then our defense actually has been our anchor most of the year. They played it outstanding, only giving up 17 points and a couple fourth down stops and one turnover. But offensively, we scored towards the end and tried onside kick and couldn't get it back. So, 3-point loss at home in the playoffs. But anytime, they're a very good football team. Anytime you play in the playoffs, those final 32 teams out of 200-something teams are going to be very good. And congratulations to them and coach over there. And wish them the best of luck representing New England football now. But, after the game, it's tough. It obviously hurts, but I think it's, fortunate but unfortunate. They've never felt that feeling all year, never losing a game. It's kind of their first loss in addition to the end of the season, so it's kind of a double-edged sword.
Paul, I look at some of our listeners, follow our website, and we do a lot of high school sports coverage where you have, eight different divisions in Massachusetts with, 16 teams? No, wait a minute, it's more than that, but 30, whatever it is, it's a lot of teams for each division, right? 16 it is, I'm sorry. But, when you get to the NCAA Division III level, 32 teams across the country, these are all solid teams. I mean, and I think that is case in point, with your matchup with Springfield. There are so many other teams that are probably very deserving to be in postseason play that don't make it.
Absolutely. I mean, there's some New England teams that probably could have made it, but this New England never really gets an at-large bid. It's either win your conference or nothing versus more Midwest and Western teams. And obviously those teams are great, but that's kind of the difference in football and some other sports is every Saturday legit is a playoff game.
Yeah. So, I looked at the game and, they had a running attack, but yet, it sounded to me like two very good defenses on the field Saturday in Beverly. Does that sound about right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they were giving up 16 points a game as well. Their offense, we knew would be a battle because of what they did, and you try to prepare for it, but there's only so much you can do, but our defense was, we got a fumble on the opening drive. So they were great, held them to, 5 of 12 on third down and stuff like that. But I think just more as offensively, we couldn't make one or two more plays and it could change, but unfortunately we weren't able to.
Let me just follow up one more question on the game. They pick up over 300 yards rushing in the game, but then again, it sounds like maybe you guys we're able to bend a bit, but not break that much. Does that sound about right?
Yeah, I think you're spot on there. Any team, you can go up and down the field any time, but if you don't score points, that's all that matters. I mean, some of these offenses you'll see on Saturdays, we get 400 or 500 yards, but if you're scoring 7-14 points, it doesn't make a difference. Where some games you may score a lot of points as well, but you may have short fields of turnovers. But I think in this case, they did drive the ball, but our defense did have some key stops throughout the game. And like I said, giving up 17 points in a playoff game, I think most people would take it.
Absolutely. So now, Coach, how do you summarize this season and how do you summarize it for your players at this point in coaching staff?
Tell them after the game, there's no coaching one-on-one. There's no one you learn from about post-game speeches when you lose a game or, in this case, lose your first game of the year, like I mentioned earlier, in addition to a playoff game. Obviously, it was a very upset locker room, and rightfully so. A lot of stuff goes into, 10 or 11 games in the year. It's year-round lifting, running, classwork, all that stuff, studying film. But, I just try to explain to them that at the end of the day, everybody's going to end with a loss except for one team, and that's the national champion. And at this point, they're the first undefeated team to come through there. They're the best team that's ever been through here that's was undefeated. You know, 10-1 tied the most wins, but this team won a championship back-to-back, hosting the playoff game for the first time. And outside of that, our wins outside were against, you know, we played out of conference too. It wasn't just in conference only. I mean, we beat, you know, teams from, you know, the NUMAC or the New Jersey Athletic Conference or the Liberty League in addition to, you know, on the road and battle tested. They're all great teams, and who knows what the future is going to bring, but I think they got to, you know, hold their head high. And this, like anything else, will take some time, but obviously it hurts some, and rightfully so.
Yeah, you would expect that for sure to in a game like that. I'm just also struck by the fact, Paul, that in the NCAA tournament, whoever wins that NCAA tournament has to win 5 games. I mean, that's like another half a season.
Yeah, and if you think about from Division III versus Division I, I mean, it's not that we have, you know, these young men aren't on scholarships. You know, some facilities aren't the same as Division I. Some of the, you know, there's no supplements and shakes and all that other stuff for different routines, stuff like that. I'm not talking about us. I'm just talking about in general. So you look at all these teams out there. I think it's like 240 teams, and now you're down to 32, and you got to keep battling. And but, I mean, our college is on Thanksgiving break on Friday, and we had 3,500 people at this game. I mean, credit to not only our administration and fan base, and, you know, like to thank them for all their help on the pre-holiday weekend and staying here on a Saturday to help out, but at the same time of Sports Information out there and our parents and fans, and then Springfield Travel Well was good. So it was an unbelievable environment for, which we talked about last week, a small college, you know, good old-fashioned battle.
All right, Paul, here it is. We're wrapping down the coaches show here. Anything else you want to share with us about the team, the players, off-season, anything along those lines to put the wraps on the coaches show, if you will?
I think, obviously, the seniors, I know I mentioned them before, just they set a standard now, and it's a different type of standard here, and we will continue to hopefully hold that standard. And I think the mentality here is back to work. We're all back in the office now and going to the film and, you know, continue recruiting, and hopefully we can get over this hump and take it to the next level. And, you know, I want to thank you for all your help this year and calling on every Monday. And, you know, you've been very professional, and I appreciate all your help. And, you know, obviously thank, you know, the administration and the college, and, you know, we're happy to represent them again in the playoffs. But just like anything else, you can complain about it, find a way to make things better, and we're going to try to find a way to make things better. So back to it now.
Well, again, congratulations to you, the coaching staff, and of course the players, and in particular I guess those seniors as well, as you point out, for all of those reasons. But it's been fun talking with you guys and informative, and it's been a great season for you for sure. And so again, congratulations to you all, and thanks for allowing us to be a little tiny part of being able to share that story with the North Shore. So thank you.
Absolutely. And Bill, thank you for all your help.
There he is, Paul McGonigal, head football coach at Endicott College. I'm Bill Newell here on MSO Newsports.com.